Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, as usual, is my work husband, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Well, hello. How are you?
I am great. We are here at the end of the Summer House season. I thought this was a three-part reunion, so imagine my surprise when the season up and ended at the end of this episode of this reunion installment. So that's, I'm like, wow, Summer House over, done, finito.
Yeah, well, you know, it was either that or another hour of Amanda going, I would have been down for a third part just to see how long Paige could go without looking at Lindsay and Carl. I mean, she went an oppressively long time.
Yeah, and she caved a little bit at the end. She hedged and said, well, I'm just really looking out for my posture. But no, she was pissed. She was pissed the entire time, and it was delicious. Before we get started, just a reminder that we have a Patreon. And you can go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And if you support us on Patreon, we have all sorts of fun tiers. We have Crappens on Demand, where we do 2 episodes a week on video. So you don't just listen to us, you watch us, which is really fun. And on top of that, you gain access to all of our bonus episodes. This week's bonus episode is a recap of the latest episode of Top Chef. There's also a really wonderful Discord community that you get access to. Hi to all the people on Discord. It's just a really warm place where people are always joking about Bravo and other shows too. So if you want to join that community, then come over to Patreon, and there'll be instructions on how you can link your Patreon to Discord, et cetera, et cetera. It's really fun. So that's the whole stuff about Patreon. And now, let's dive into Summer House Reunion Part 2.
So we open where we left off with the wine glass throwing at Danielle. And Danielle, who totally didn't get up in Sierra's face and scream back and then throw a glass back just in case anybody forgot that, it's like, do you know how fucked up this was for me? And she says, I've developed so much hatred for you, Sierra. And so we open with her saying, I really wish you would have DM'd me. Like, I've talked to Maya about it, and she says you have remorse. And Andy's like, but didn't she apologize already? Because I don't really watch this show, but it wasn't one of the clips that we showed earlier. So,
and Danielle's like, for the wine? I mean, when you watch it again, a glass was thrown at me. And Sierra's like, well, I just didn't realize it was an out-of-body experience. Sierra basically is really not fazed with the knowledge that Danielle may hate her. She's like, okay, sure. Sierra's like, I didn't really know. I didn't know I'd thrown a glass until I saw the trailer and saw it in slow-mo. Or maybe Danielle said that. And Sierra's like, I am sorry, and I should not have done that. And I know that. And I feel like I'm a lot better than that. You know, I live in New York now, so I'm better now. And I was pushed to my limit. And I was also hurt at that dinner as well. Yes, we're going to make this about me. So to come into that dinner and to feel like people are running around the house, Lindsay telling people she slept with Austin and Montauk, that was hurtful to me. I am, in conclusion, the real victim here.
And then we see a clip of Lindsay going, we slept naked together. And then Kyle going to tattletale to Maya and Amanda right when he hears it, because that's Kyle. Yeah. And then, of Kyle course, tells. Maya running right to Sierra and Paige. Yeah, and then Maya, Paige is like, what? And back to Sierra. And she's like, I mean, I'm not the type of person who runs around and makes true connections with people. So, like, I just don't, like, give my all to people. And, yeah, like, Austin is someone I really liked. So, like, coming into that dinner, I was like, yeah, I was hot. And I let my emotions. And Lindsay's like, can I just clear something up? I did not hook up with Austin and Montauk.
Yeah, she goes, that did not happen. We slept in the same bed because it was the only room open. And Maya goes, naked. And so then we see some more unseen footage of Lindsay saying, "We did not hook up, and I would have probably had he not fallen asleep as soon as he hit the bed and started snoring. So it was officially, technically, not a hookup."
So, Lindsay.
Yeah. We didn't hook up, but we would have if we could have.
Right. And so Kyle's like, "Well, I'm just..." And Danielle says, "Yeah, she told you and Carl, and then you told everyone because you can't keep a secret, Kyle." And they're like, "Oh, Kyle." Oh, Kyle's just so funny. Kyle, who's the one spreading all this shit and starting all of this shit. They all laugh. But, you know, Let's get back to the girls ripping each other's fucking faces off over it.
It is funny how, like, guys just totally get a pass for this sort of stuff. It's just, like, sweet and adorable and kind. It's like, isn't that just so charming? And then, like, if it were, like, oh, well, but, like, you know, if Lindsay were to say something, like, "What a bitch. What a bitch. What an old haggard bitch spreading lies," you know?
And Amanda's like, "But just because, like, Kyle told a secret doesn't mean it's not true." Okay, here's the truth. Austin was not dating Sierra. Sierra was not dating Austin. Lindsay was not dating Austin. Austin was not dating Lindsay. Why are we all acting like Lindsay's having some long-time affair at this point, guys, with Austin? You're still fighting over Austin.
Yeah. So Sierra's like, she's like, "You know, honestly, even just hearing it, the hurt is still the same whether he entered you or not, Lindsay." And Andy goes, "Oh, entered." And then Kyle goes, "Open sesame." I'm like, oh, gosh. Can we stop with the visceral imagery?
Yeah. And Sierra's like, "I mean, I think we're all adults and we can assume, like..." And he goes, "Is this your first conversation since the summer? So, like, where are we going to go moving forward? Because honestly, this is exhausting." Yeah. And it's just silence. And Lindsay's like, "I understood where I could do stuff differently, and I apologize, and I don't think it's fair to say I dismiss you every conversation. Like, you try to have, like, one conversation with me." And then we see clips of Lindsay dismissing conversations, like at her birthday where she refuses to talk about it. And then another one where she says, "There is nothing between me and Austin that you need to know." And then the third one is... "Everyone shits on me. You might as well too. You might as well too."
It's just amazing because Sierra, like, Lindsay's like, "You barely even tried to even talk to me about it." And we just see, like, Sierra really trying and Lindsay just blowing her off. So then Lindsay's like, "Honestly, I haven't heard any accountability on your side that you may have done and said that's what you may have done and said that hurt me. And, like, that whole speech at the Italian dinner was, like, very messy. And, like, there wasn't even a sandwich that was offered as an apology. And, like, has she once apologized from anything that night? I don't think so."
And then we see a clip of that speech where she's like, "You like to isolate your victims. You don't give a fuck about anybody except yourself." And Andy's like, "Well, is there anything you think you should apologize for, Sierra?" And she's like, "I'm sorry. I felt like I needed to address you in a group setting in order to be heard. But where's the but? Because it's here." She's like, "My intention wasn't to tear you down by saying you isolate your victims. I just felt like you were unaware of your actions, and, like, I needed you to see how you made people feel."
I love that apologies. "I'm sorry. I felt like I had to address you in a group setting."
So yeah, she's apologizing. She's a very "I'm sorry, but" person, you know. And for Amanda, who's just so into the proper apology, you know, sitting there nodding and supporting, giving Lindsay that, "Yeah, Lindsay, you heard us all, Lindsay."
And Sierra says that they have a very long way to go to, like, have some sort of friendship. And she said, "You know, I could have said I felt A, B, and C about them being here." And then I was really hoping Larsa Pippen would enter in and go, "Hi, the proper way to do it is I feel X, Y, and Z, not A, B, C. Sorry."
And she's like, "Well, next time..." Okay, there won't be a next time. So Tess from Tickles says, "Sierra, did you give Austin the same kind of heat you gave Lindsay? Why were you more upset with Lindsay than Austin?" And she's like, he got an earful, like, a month later."
Yeah, a month later, like, off camera, an earful.
And he's like, "Why would you wait?" She goes, "Yeah, I didn't know what to say to him other than you're a piece of shit. And he knows he shouldn't have done that." And Lindsay goes, "Oh, did you tell him, like, when you hooked up?"
And Danielle goes, "He's such a fuckboy." And Andy goes, "Wait, you hooked up with him?" And she goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Wow. I'm super surprised to hear you hooked up with him after all that. And by super surprised, I mean I have hosted several Southern Charm reunions, so I'm not surprised at all. Hashtag Thomas Ravenel.
Wow, you sure showed him, Sierra. Wow, you really gave him an earful. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows he shouldn't have done that, and he knows that because you rewarded him. Way to go, yeah. Sierra.
So she's like, but listen, never again. Girl, I say the same thing to the Domino's lady every time she shows up. And we both know it's a lie, okay?
Yeah. And Andy goes, do you still have feelings for Allison? She goes, no. Which means, yes, she's going to call him after this.
And Luke is becoming such a good housewife. You know, he's like doing this. Oh, look at me. I have shocked face. Camera, are you getting my shocked face? Because I'm wearing a Luke ring, wearing a ring on my finger, flashing it at the TV.
Hey, does anyone want to see me imitate a cat again? Remember when I pretended to wash my legs by licking my paws? I'm a cute little kitty cat, guys. What else can I offer this reunion, huh?
So Andy's like, do you still have feelings for Austin? And Sierra's like, no. And then Paige just cringes and looks down like, ooh. So then the Paige and Craig segment. Andy's like, Paige was smitten with a southerner whose charm is debatable. I'm juggling two hot guys. Happiest girl in America currently.
Yeah. So, yeah, we see a whole montage of, like, Paige with Andrea, and then Paige with Craig, and then settling with Craig. And then so Andy's like, Paige, did you watch Southern Charm before? Please tell me no, because that way I would have a little bit more faith in this relationship. And she goes, yes, I did. He goes, oh, wow. So when you saw Craig fighting with Naomi or drunk at the reunion, were you like, I like that. I want to be part of that. She's like, certainly not, but I did notice that it looked like he had paid half off for his ensemble, and that was a huge appeal for me.
You know, I really didn't want to be part of it, Andy, but I did want to see Patricia's house, so goal. I got a goal.
So Nutter from Butter says, how hard was it, Andrea, to watch Paige choose Craig over you, a male model, a working male model, I would like to add, who's been on TV before with washboard abs? How's it feel like to know
that someone who makes absolutely no effort won?
I know. Over your body. He goes, oh, well, you know, I just want them to be happy, and I care about Paige, little tiny, tiny little Paige, and we definitely have chemistry, but it's all about being happy with someone, and if Craig is the person she wants to be with, and that's what she's meant for, and that's what will be happy, then I am happy for her. I am very, very happy, especially now that I am in love with Lexi.
Well, if she hadn't chosen Craig, you wouldn't be with Lexi. If Ashton hadn't stepped on that butterfly, then Jessica Biel wouldn't have produced a show for Justin to play a cop in on Hulu. You see how that goes?
I really yes, don't, Andy.
I followed it for a little bit, but it was a hard metaphor for me, Andy. I'm not going to lie.
You lost me at Biel.
Well, I think what we did this summer was exactly what we both needed. We used each other until we found something better, Andy. You know, if you don't have a raft in an ocean, you die while you're waiting for a boat to come for you. You know what I'm saying?
You know, when two hot people have a potential love for each other, it's really useful because in many ways they can experience hotness, but also know what they want out of that hotness and then use it to find two other hot people instead and fall in love with them instead. It was really very helpful.
You can't really find the hot person you're destined to be with if you're single and not with a hot person, because it makes you less of a hot person to that other hot person. You know what I mean, Andy?
You know what they say? You have to kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. Turns out you can actually just kiss a bunch of princes and then find a prince that you just want to no longer be done. You just don't want to kiss anymore. You just want to just settle with the prince.
Either way, you end up with warts. Am I right? And he's like, Kristen C. We're not going to say her whole name because we don't want to get sued.
But her name's Kristen Chenoweth. Oh, wait, did I get that right?
Popular. Do you want to be popular?
That would actually make sense in this segment.
Yeah. So he's like, Kristen C. Denies hooking up with Craig. She said Craig made it up and is capitalizing on her name. So who do we believe? Raise your hand if you believe copyright symbol. Nobody? All right, raise your hand if you believe Craig.
And half of them are like doing the sideways thing where they're like, maybe a little believe, maybe a little not believe, maybe 100% Lexi.
I believe in Lexi. So Lindsay and Amanda have seemingly good logic because they're like, well, we believe Craig because if he's trying to woo Paige, why would he make up something that makes him look bad? And like, yes, for most people, that's probably true. But this is Craig who doesn't understand logic. So I'm going to say that maybe Kristen is correct in this one because it would be totally Craig to make up a lie that actually makes him look worse.
But it doesn't make him look bad in Paige's eyes. To Paige, being with someone who just banged Kristen Cavallari is kind of a win, right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
So Lindsay's like, well, he tried to explain, but like he didn't apologize for screaming at me and saying the things he did. He just explained why he did it. They just like, yeah, well, I didn't like that. But like, it's very uncomfortable for me, you know, like the whole Kristen thing. Like when I heard that, you know, when I heard that you knew for the entire summer and didn't say anything to me.
You didn't know. It was all over the internet, which you were in bed all day reading the internet. Please tell me that. I mean, give me a break.
She goes, a good friend, or at least a person of my own generation, would have told me, okay? And Paige feels like, yes, they basically now it goes into this thing where like Lindsay is pretending to be a good friend, but just dropping truth bombs. So Lindsay's like, no, I never knew that Craig and Kristen were hooking up a month before I told Paige. That's an absolute lie. I absolutely did not know. And so Amanda's like, but Lindsay, like, you're holding information and then you bring it up and then you label it as a good friend. Kyle. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Just need to say well, a Kyle.
Like, it's not the first time that you've held onto something until we're filming a TV show to tell me.
Okay, Paige, you're the one who just bragged about how much you do on the TV show while Carl does nothing, you know? And she's like, and if you were a good friend, you could have texted me, which I'm sure. So then Lindsay does this thing where she just starts over-talking to win her point. So Andy's like,
so you're saying she knew, but I didn't, that Craig had hooked up with Kristen, but I didn't at all a month before. I had no idea. Elephants are aliens. Never talked about it. Spiders are old people. I had no idea. You don't even know what I'm saying, do you? I do. I did not fuck Kristen Cavallari.
And but then she totally reverses it. And she goes, I mean, it was on like Dumas every week. So I'm like, so you did know about it all this time.
Yes. Well, everybody did. So Amanda's like, so, well, then Austin's a liar because he told everyone in this room that maybe it wasn't like a full month, but before this, you knew about it. And like, you just hold on to information and you wait for a moment and then you bring it up and you label it as being a good friend. Lindsay's not friends with Paige and she didn't wait for a moment. She told her in kind of a whisper away from the cameras and not in front of everyone, unlike you guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about like how it's funny that all of a sudden they are expecting Lindsay to be like a good, they're angry at Lindsay for pretending to be a good friend, but then they're also being just as fake by receiving it as if she's a good friend, if that makes sense. They're like, oh my God, Lindsay, thank you so much. You are a good friend and a great grandmother too.
Well, they're talking about how they're not really friends with Lindsay. And but then they're like, how could you not be a good friend to us?
Yeah.
So then Kyle's like, well, just call Austin. Austin told everyone. And Paige is like, listen, it's just like, Lindsay, it's something you do every summer that I'm like, huh. Like my first summer, you brought up Kyle cheating. And like everyone said that you knew that whole summer. And like on his birthday weekend, you brought it up. And then you pretend you're a good friend for not saying anything. Like, why don't you tell Kyle privately?
And then she goes, God. And I've actually still never gotten over that. Okay, Paige. Not so much what you said about to Kyle, but more about the fact that that day you were a hideous outfit and you paid full price for it. I just haven't been able to get over that. So Carl's like, is that why you brought up the rumor about her and Luke having sex from a psychic? Is that what? Gotcha. I'm still here, guys.
Like, that was Hannah, not me. And Luke's like, you guys kind of drilled me in the kitchen about it, which is true. Paige is like, you can't blame me. That was Hannah. I'm sure, Paige.
As if that was not the both of you totally going in on that.
Yeah.
So Luke, she's like, well, Carl?
Luke, I'd be happy to discuss this further, but first you have to stop chasing that laser pointer around the set. Okay, Luke?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Craig's like, is that why you... Oh, sorry, Craig. Craig's not even here. Okay, everybody, in case you just got confused. So Paige is like, Carl is not going to be on my side for anything, so I'm not, like, expecting that. And he's like, oh, listen, you know what? Like, I'm like a little old lady in an 80s commercial. Like, where's the beef? I don't have any beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no beef with Paige. Like, literally don't know where the beef is.
She goes, well, it seems like all day you have.
Well, guess what? We make a TV show, and fortunately, our show is so amazing because of surveillance. Is that what I said? Surveillance? Sort of a weird thing. Yeah, I said surveillance. So, thanks, Other Me. So, our show's amazing because of surveillance, you know, and so I love security cameras, and I just love being able to see me in the morning, waking up and going out and taking a jog and then meditating, you know? So, what are we talking about, huh?
Yeah, but Lindsay, it seems like you take advantages of inserting yourself into people's relationship so you can be like, see, your relationship's not that great.
Yeah. So now they start questioning whether or not Lindsay's a girl's girl. Because Lindsay said, well, I'm saying it because I'm trying to be a girl's girl. And they're like, you're not a girl's girl. You only say you're a girl's girl when it's convenient for you to drop a truth bomb. And they're like, because a real girl's girl wouldn't have gone on a sexy car ride with Andrea. So then it's like, wait, what's the sexy car ride with Andrea? So now we get more unseen footage of Lindsay driving and Andrea in the passenger seat talking about like sexy car rides. And she's like, oh, it's a sexy car ride. And he goes, oh, well, a sexy car ride is me putting my hands between your legs. And then maybe I'll just tease you a little bit, unbutton those pants a little bit and putting my hand under your shirt and going, Lexi, drive the car.
She's like, okay, maybe I need to start concentrating on driving. Okay, so now the girls are mad that she had that conversation in a car. So now she has to be a nun. What the fuck are you guys talking about? Paige, if you're a girl's girl, why did you ever hook up with Carl? He hooked up with Lindsay first. Sierra, Lindsay hooked up with Austin first. Like, if someone touched him first, no one can even talk about sex. Have you seen the show that you're on? You've all fucked each other. What are you talking about?
Wait. Carl and Lindsay hooked up before Paige and Carl did in the pantry?
Didn't they? Was the fingering thing before or after?
Fingering was after that.
Oh, thank you. You just saved me a lot of trouble from people getting pissed at my timeline. Okay,
people are like closing their laptops slowly. Like, well, that was a close call.
Okay,
will not be sending off that tweet.
Correction. I pull that back.
Yeah. So, their evidence is not good because Amanda's like, not Kyle. If you're a girl's girl, you're a girl's girl all the time, not just when there's a rumor to share. And Paige goes, yeah. And also, Andrea licked her nipple in the middle of the summer, and I wouldn't do that to another girlfriend. And so then we see, like, what this nipple thing was. And we saw it during the show. It was just like it was just stupid. It's like a stupid, like, I kiss her on nipple. You kiss my nipple.
Yeah, they're stretching. They're stretching for this. There's plenty examples to use against Lindsay without having to resort to this. It's like you get this show is about being drunk sleuts with each other, all of you. And now you're going to get mad that someone had sexual talking. Ooh, in an automobile.
So, so basically now it's like break time and they're like kind of like all walking backstage and Paige is like, I'm done with them. I am done. Okay. They say respect your elders, but I just can't do it with Lindsay anymore. Okay. I am done. And Amanda's like, but Carl works for us and Carl's a friend and Carl's been like really wonderful in being on Zoom calls. He showed us how to put a filter on our faces and he showed us how to do breakout rooms. It's been great with Carl though. And Paige goes, Carl's an asshole.
Yeah, but Carl's just been tainted by Lindsay. Oh, yeah, Carl. The ultimate classy guy, Carl, okay? Listen, we finally did get a season 6.0 Carl, but did you not see any of the clips they showed earlier this episode? Yeah. Please. And Paige is like, yeah, I think the word is manipulated. Dun, dun, dun.
So now they're back on the sofas. And Amanda says to Paige and Lindsay, she goes, you two look like mermaids. And Danielle goes, that hate each other. which, by the way, I feel like most mermaids hate each other. Let's be honest.
I know. They're just like, oh, God, that girl thinks she's going to get her legs first. We'll see about that, bitch.
Yeah. There's no way.
Amanda's like, they always so fake. I love that Amanda starts with,
I mean, she's tainted Carl. Ew, Lindsay's giving Carl the Lindsay taint. And then she's like, hi, Lindsay, you look like a mermaid.
Yeah, that's true. It is so fake.
I'm just here for you, Lindsay. I'm just trying to be your friend.
Yeah. So then my on the other sofa, Luke is like stretching or something. He's like, oh, hot dish. And Maya's like, all you're doing is complaining in my ear and grunting. He's like, oh, you sound like my mom. Hey, can you make a tuna casserole? Let's just put this to the test. Are you my mom?
Kyle, you're probably the biggest alcoholic in this whole group. How are you so lean?
And Amanda goes, it's age, Andy. You know how when you get older, your cheeks start sinking in?
It's both like a defense and a total like dig at Kyle. You know, when Amanda's- you get older, you just turn into a skeleton with a mullet, you know?
And he's like, no, I mean, I'm old. I'm dying for my cheeks to sink in.
All right, we're back. Over the years, we've seen Lindsay and Carl search for love in New York, the Hamptons, and even the pantry.
But in a plot twist straight from a 90s rom-com, would they find out that true love was totally unavailable so that they could just settle for each other? Let's find out.
Settling, the new rom-com.
Settle House, now on Bravo Mondays.
Yeah, that's their spinoff. That's like their the Summer House spinoff. Yeah, Settle House. They just all go visit Lindsay and Carl in the house they bought every summer.
Yeah. So we get a montage of their love over the years, like starting with even like you even see like an Everett flashback where Carl's like, oh, y'all, well, this is pretty hot, Everett. He's like, ah, yeah, she is. So then Andy goes, well, we saw sparks the last weekend. Remember when I visited the house? I was like, what is this toxic dump, you bunch of poor slobs? You shouldn't even be on our network. Ah, but I sensed love amidst that pile of flea-infested garbage in your house. Was that the beginning?
So let's see here. Yeah, we see this like crazy relationship and then Andy asking if the beginning was after prom and she's like,
well, there was like 3 weeks between prom, Labor Day and the wedding and we were like hanging out like all of those days between those weeks.
And then we hear Sierra. Sierra's like, did you just hear my stomach?
Yes, I did just hear your stump. Put something in the goddamn thing, yes. Lady G's.
And also, my stomach was not joking.
Like, stomach was not joking, and the audio people also turned up the audio on it. So it was like,
it was like, Lexi!
Lexi! Oh, food in my stomach. So Carl and Lindsay were very high school with their relationship in the first month because they didn't know if it was going to be like a thing or not. And Kyle's like, high school was like sex for me. And Andy goes, did you get drunk during lunch?
And Kyle's like, no, I wish I was drunk.
And Lindsay's like, well, I mean, I told him, can you see yourself going the distance? And he said, yes. So now we're in a relationship.
And so then Andy asked Lindsay if she stopped drinking. And she said she did it because he was really trying to get to that 1 year. And so she quit with him to help him get over the finish line. Mm-hmm. And she agreed to be his teammate through the holidays. And Andy's like, well, your eggs from are now everyone's beeswax, apparently, says, Lindsay, are you pregnant? And if she says no, I do not believe her, Lindsay.
So she stands up. She goes, does this look like a pregnant bunny? And she basically says she just hasn't been drinking, but she's going to go back to drinking. But her relationship with alcohol has changed forever. Which makes me sad, personally. So then Dan's like, wow, well, Judy from Judytown says, hey, the coupley social media posts with Carl are excessive. Your relationship feels like a PR campaign. Why do you feel the need to post so much with Carl? It's ruining Instagram. And Lindsay's She's like, well, we're together all the time. And, you know, like, that's just the way it is. And so Andy's like, yeah, but like, no one in the house seems to like the photos of you and Carl. Why do you think that? Why is it that no one seems to like your photos? And then Amanda, she goes, well, the algorithm is really weird. And like, not everyone comes up in your feed.
No. Oh, okay. Okay, Amanda. Sure. And Lindsay's like, I didn't even notice that. But you know she's going to now. She's going to go home like, oh my God, he's not kidding. Literally nobody is like anything. And Andrea's like, I do. I like. It comes in my algorithm. I say, like, heart, Lexi. So Amanda's like, So Amanda, Danielle, hand sanitizer says, Danielle, a couple of years ago, you dated Carl and even gave him a hand job in a cab. Wow. So is Lindsay and Carl's relationship awkward for you?
And Danielle's like, I don't remember doing, I don't remember that like at all. So.
It was a light hand job, actually. It was like over the pants, over the chinos, basically. Essentially, it was like you were just kind of like rubbing me to the beat of the NBC4 music that came on the cab TV show. Okay.
And of course, it was Kyle, the one who said this. Yeah. And she's like, well, I mean, the most difficult part of the relationship is that like we were so close, but like the friendship dynamic had to change. And I was selfish and I didn't want the friendship dynamic to change. So that's why I didn't pursue things with Carl. And now the friendship dynamics are changed because Lindsay did it. So great.
Yeah.
Things with Robert are sure going great, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this just makes me happy. Like, maybe someday we'll get to do a double date when Robert's not in Colorado or in the Hamptons. Or really anywhere. He's only spends one day with me a year now. It's very sad. So then Andy's asking if they're going to move in. And Carl's like, well, you know, she loves about me. Oh, if we could have moved in yesterday, we would have. Oh, but we can't. So we're just kind of like debating whether we're going to rent or buy a house in the Hamptons or buy a house in the city and rent in the Hamptons. We just want to know how to blow all the money we sort of don't have.
Oh my God, you guys are talking about buying a house. Kyle.
Like, it's a bad time to buy a house, guys. It's a bad time to buy a house.
And Lindsay goes, yeah, we've heard that from you mostly.
Amanda is so pissed that Lindsay and Carl's timeline is catching up to theirs so quickly.
Yes. And so then there's a show of hands, like, who's down for this couple? And so everybody raises their hand. And Andy's like,
speak now or forever hold your peace.
And Amanda's like, I'm just nervous about how fast you're moving. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This isn't its sixth season. They've known each other for 6 years. What the hell are you talking about? They've known each other longer than you and Kyle have.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. They've also,
or as long at least, because I'm not sure. My timelines are all fucked up today, but they've known each other at least as long as you guys.
Yeah, and so then Andy's like, well, you know, I noticed that Paige, Maya, and Sierra seem pretty tepid about this relationship. What do you think, Sierra? Give us something good, and we also have a cookie that you can get to early for that stomach of yours. It's really hard to hear your voice over it. So she's like, well, for me, honestly, sorry, stomach. Well, as long as Carl's happy, cool. I'm rooting for it. Fine. Excited.
Paige? And Paige is like, well, honestly, I wish them the best. Like, I really don't care. Like, I do hope they get married and buy a house.
And he's like, okay, your warmth is overwhelming. Felt great.
Thanks, Andy.
So we cut to commercial and Amanda's like, Kyle, why don't we buy a house? If they get a house before us, you're dead to me.
So when we come back, we now have a segment that talks about race on Summer House and the Hamptons, etc., where we address really a big moment on the show where Maya and Sierra talk to the house and we get a flashback of that incident. And I have to say, the thing that was amusing to me this time around is that now that flashback has like a little nuance of meaning to it, because the thing that really put Maya over the edge was when Andrea didn't even know Maya's name, and he called her Lexi. And now that we know Lexi is this presence in Andrea's life, I thought it was really funny that he called her Lexi. Like, of all, it's, he's just like that obsessed with Lexi that he's just seeing her everywhere.
So, I know. She's like, yeah. I mean, the guy didn't even know my name. Every time I would walk into a room, he would just start crying. Lexi! I mean, how do you think that made me feel?
Yeah. So someone basically said that they thought this was the most open and genuine conversation about race they've ever seen on Bravo. And we just, you know, Maya talks about how having the conversation was really scary. She had to take some shots before doing it, and that her parents do watch, her family watches, and that her parents actually reached out to her to say that they were proud of her, which was really sweet, because it was a very good moment, I thought.
And then Andy's like, Alex, what about 4th of July party when someone compares you to Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan? Do you even fight? And Alex is like, I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was my first party. Some dude comes up to me and says, dude, what's the Wi-Fi? And could you get me a drink with that Wi-Fi? And I was like, why do you think I don't belong here? And I think he thought it was a compliment, but he was like, you look like Bruce Lee.
And then I realized it wasn't a dude. It was just a lady who had her hair back, and her name was Ramona Singer, I believe. She said she came from across the street. It was really weird.
So Kyle's like, why did you bottle that up? And Amanda's like, Maya, you went through that too, right? And Maya's like, yeah, I was told that it was really cool. Sierra brought her sister to the party.
Sierra basically is like, the reason why Alex didn't bring it up and why no one brings it up is because it happens so often that it's like, at a certain point, you're like, you just learn how to deal with it. It's like, why even bother bringing this up, you know? So then Andy asks who made Maya feel the most included after that whole incident. And she said that it was actually Andrea. It made like a real 180 and like went out of his way to make her feel included, which really meant a lot to her.
But Danielle, you were very quiet in that conversation. Why, Danielle? Why?
And she's like, well, look, I related to what they were saying, but I've been going to the Hamptons for a while before the show even existed. And I felt like this wasn't my place to like interject myself into the conversation, because the Black experience isn't the same as my experience. But in that moment, Sierra didn't acknowledge me as a person of color. And so she's like, starts crying. And then we see a clip basically of Sierra saying, and then I came into the house as the only person of color ever. And Sierra's like, but I was specifically talking about being Black and a Black person in the Hamptons and a Black woman, you know. She's like, I wouldn't diminish you as a person knowing what I go through. And so she cries, and she's like, it's just, you know, my language is like politically correct, because when we're having these conversations, I don't want my housemates to feel like they have to be on the defense about everything. Which I get too, you know.
I mean, so I like Danielle's entire response. I think that like, I think she was justifiably hurt by like sort of being erased out of that, and I don't think Sierra meant it in a bad way whatsoever.
I guess that's all I mean is I didn't take it as Sierra erasing her. I feel like I understood that Sierra was saying, I came in as the only Black person. But I mean, yeah. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? That was just the impression I got okay. while I was watching it, you know.
I don't think Sierra meant in any way, but you have to imagine that, like, you know, and I think that Danielle understood it on some level, but like it still hurts, you know, if like we're talking about, you know, like I think it's probably not great to hear when you are a person of color, someone else come in and be like, I'm the first person of color ever and I'm in a house of white people. I can understand why that probably hit on something for Danielle, like very deep. But I don't think it was malicious, and it seemed like I liked the way it was all discussed, etc. I thought that was a good moment for Bravo.
Yeah. So she's basically like, look, I just watch what I say with my words, because I don't want anything to get lost in translation, basically. And everyone's like, you did great. And
So Carl is...
By the way, can we also talk about Kyle's big revelation during this? He's like, wow, I realize I just have to like, I got to listen to people and like understand what's going on in their lives. It's like, wow, Kyle, glad to see you've been here for the past 2 years in pop culture or in America.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Carl, we go to commercial. I think this is what you're about to get to. And Carl's like, hey, Andy, I hate to screw you up, but your left shoe's untied. Want me to get that for you? Like, I mean, I would. Want me to do that? Want me to do that? I could do that. I could do that for you, Andy. Not gonna lie, it'd be fun. You look great, by the way.
And Luke's like, well, Maya, I mean, you could have said you wanted to date me. That would have been sick.
She's like, oh, Jesus Christ, Luke. Like, fucking crack a joint, crying out loud.
Okay, we're back. Kyle and Amanda. I just wrote, oh, Jesus. I wrote ellipses. Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Yeah. So it's the Kyle and Amanda getting married segment. And Andy's like, well, we got a lot of tweets, Amanda, about how hot your dad is. Is he single? And would he like to experiment with a reunion host? Just wondering.
And then we get the clips of like Amanda. Where are you, Kyle? Call 22, call 23, call 24. And then they talk about how hot Kyle's dad is, and also how hot her mom is. And Andy's like, are you intimidated, Kyle? And he's like, well, when I mess up, I have my tail between my legs. That's for sure, Andy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, how did your dad feel about how did her dad feel about your behavior earlier this season, Kyle? That was questionable.
Yeah. And basically he doesn't watch the show, but his friends do. And so I think Kyle really gets away with a lot because the dad doesn't watch. And then Andy goes, well, there's been a discourse on Watch What Happens Live and also among you guys about whether you should have gone through with the wedding. Kyle, you've waited hours for this moment. Are you excited to be a victim right now? Because this is your moment.
Oh, God. Kyle really Kyle's it up in this one, right? He pulls the Kyle Richards playbook. He just comes in like, it's just like those type of zingers, Andy. Like, guys, I'm not bulletproof.
Because they show Sierra on Watch What Happens Live saying that the question was the housemate. Did you say this? I'm sorry.
I didn't say what Sierra said on Watch What Happens Live.
Right. Basically, he asked Sierra, if you were Amanda, would you go through with the wedding? And Sierra's like, oh, my God, that's a tough question. But no. So she's like, you know, I'm just saying, like, if it was me, if it was my fiance, and I mean, I probably wouldn't go through with it. And he's like, well, I'm just saying it hurt because like when people are part of my life and they're just so vocal about it, like I have to try to understand where people are coming from. And Andy goes,
if you prick me, do I not bleed? And then get drunk.
Andy's like, is there one person that really hurt you? Look around the room. Pick one. And he's like, well, Paige is Amanda's best friend, but since the summer, like, I was watching it back and, like, it hurts. It hurts. And then we see the clip of him having a fit at the table and pounding it and walking off because his problems are bigger than everybody else's. Sorry. Paige was completely in the right on that one. Team yeah. Paige on that one.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know how the fuck she's marrying you. He's a psychopath when he gets mad. And am I correct? Like, that moment was never really scrutinized on this reunion, right? There never was a moment where Andy was like, Kyle, why did you lose your shit at that table? That was ridiculous. I don't seem to remember that happening last week. Maybe it did, and I blocked it out.
It seems like Andy avoids giving Kyle the chance to do any of this at the reunion. Like, he just kind of ignores Kyle. He calls him a stupid drunk half the time, and then just seems to ignore him so he doesn't have to listen to his bullshit, you know? He's like, I don't want a repeat of that. I don't want to hear it from Kyle. It feels like he kind of gives him, he hits the ignore button.
Yeah, and so Kyle is like, I just wish Paige that, with these feelings you have, I wish you would come to me a little bit more. And she's like, listen, I was never like, you should leave Kyle. I just was like, I don't understand how she could ever marry you and spend the rest of her life with you and potentially have children, bring people, humans into this world that share your DNA. But I never said she shouldn't marry you.
Kyle, if you don't want people commenting on your relationship, stop bitching to every single person in the house about it and crying about it and interrupting dinners screaming about how you're so stressed about it. Like, yeah. You can't do that and then expect nobody to say anything, you know? Like, you're acting like a jackass. Of course our friends are going to say he's acting like a jackass. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. So then Andy goes, well, how do you feel about Hannah's comment? Hannah, who got married to Dez this past weekend, by the way. How do you feel about Hannah's comment?
On the same day as Stassi.
As Stassi. It was big. I mean, big Bravo Bravo alum wedding weekend.
She had like the runoff wedding. Stassi had like a big Italian wedding.
In Rome.
Right. And then Hannah just had like, okay, well, everyone wanted to go to a wedding this weekend, but couldn't. So come to mine. It's
going to
be great.
So how do you feel about Hannah's comment last season? Hey, don't speak to me the way you speak to Amanda. Now that we've all seen the way that you speak to Amanda.
Which is funny because we've always seen the way Kyle has spoken to Amanda. But Kyle goes, well, everything wrong with Hannah has nothing to do with my tone with Amanda or Hannah or women. She just deflects.
Okay, well, seems like you just deflected the question. It's like,
And Amanda's like, yeah, that wasn't a good answer, Kyle. And he's like, all right, I'll give it another go. And Andy's like, nah, I think we got it. And also I got to diss Hannah, so that was fun. So let's talk about the prenup. And Amanda's like, fine, let's talk about it. We did not sign one because, like, guys, I'm very naive. And, like, I didn't know what a prenup was. And, like, I didn't understand the risk. And there's, like, such a stigma about it.
You know, she goes, it's always been a negative thing. You see it in tabloids. That's what I grew up around, that you see it in tabloids. First of all, you're acting like you grew up in a different era than everyone else. We all grew up in the same time. And okay, it's fine for you to not really know. Like, that's okay. Like, the you know, in life, we don't know everything. And the point is that we learn and we teach ourselves things. And if someone says, there's a thing that you should look into, and if you have literally your future husband saying, please carve out some time to look into this, just look into it. Like it doesn't, the naive thing doesn't land as well when we've watched Kyle repeatedly say, could you please look into this? Cause I think it's something that we should do. Just look into it. Do your research.
Well, she just screwed herself, you know, like, so have fun with that. Like, I don't know what point you think you won, but Grandpappy's trust is about to be turned into like a ginger ale flavored tea. Okay. With alcohol in it. So enjoy that. So she's like, but I'm naive. Like, I didn't understand it protects me from his debt also. And Kyle's like, that's why I said to Google it. And she goes, well, clearly I'm lazy and I didn't do it, Kyle.
So then Andy asks who's planning to sign a prenup, and all the women raise their hands. And Sierra's like, you know, prenups have this stigma, apparently, according to Amanda, that like the man has all this money and you sign the prenup so you don't get shit. But I think actually we all are women who have our own shit and we want to protect it. So, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Amanda. Sorry, you're screwed.
Well, Asper from Tame says, Maya, will Kyle and Amanda's relationship last, and whose relationship will stand the test of time? And Maya goes, I mean, I hope their relationship lasts. Like, I don't know the dynamics of people's relationships. I mean, I hope they're happy.
It's a great vote of confidence. She's like, I don't really know them. I said like five things to Kyle all summer, I'll be honest. So Andy's like,
well, you do seem happy. I mean, you guys talking about having babies?
And Amanda's like, well, we're talking about it, but Kyle still works till 3 a.m. and then he's working all day and I barely get to talk to him. So I don't want to be pregnant with a newborn and he can't be with the baby.
God. So, Peanut from Allergies Ruined Coach says, Kyle, are you married to your job or to Amanda? And she's like, oh my God, he's married to his job. He has a building. Like, he's building a future for us, though, Andy. And like, one of the things I fell in love with about Kyle is his work ethic.
Yeah. So basically, right now they're just going to bask in not having to plan a wedding. Amanda says how Kyle was just like, they both were just so much happier once the wedding was over. And Andy goes, well, Kyle, you look light as a feather. And Kyle goes, and stiff as a boner.
Okay. Would have been hotter if Carl had said that, but unfortunately, just you.
And I have to look at the side of your
shoe, though. So if you need me to untie your shoe, I'll tie your shoe, though, Andy.
All right, Carl, I don't want to have to kick you, so you can leave my shoe area and go back to sitting next to Lindsay. Thank you very much.
So then at break, the girls are doing like selfie videos, and Sierra says something like, I don't like the filters these days. And Kyle's like, I thought you said OnlyFans. Oh, yeah. Boner.
And Sierra's like, maybe we should do like a joint Summer House OnlyFans account. And Andy's like, you guys would make so much money. And Carl goes, yeah, Carl could do an OnlyFans business talk.
Without a shirt on. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's a good one. Yeah, without a shirt. That's so funny. She's untied. You want me to tell you shit?
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Me, Carl.
Wait, Andy, are you doing a foot OnlyFans? Is that why your shoes untied? You're going to take your shoes off? I just can't be in this in-between space. It's a little hard for me.
So they talk about how this group is so incestuous, like soap opera level. And who's made out with someone here? And they're like, wait, just one person? Wait, how many people?
I know.
All right, let's start with one or more. Two or more. Three or more. Lindsay. Anybody made out with Lindsay? Just raise your hand if you made out with Lindsay. Let's go person by person.
And so Amanda, turns out, has actually made out with Lindsay, and we see some unseen footage of Lindsay and Amanda kissing, but they're kissing in front of Danielle and Robert. And Robert, while they're kissing, Robert is, I don't know what the context of this, but he goes, as much as I hated your face before, I think I hated it even more with the eyeballs. I don't know. I don't know what that sentence means, but I really liked it.
Either.
So then Andy's like, well, that was a fun segment. Let's get back to Paige being a sourpuss brat. Paige, I want to point out that you haven't turned your head to the side in the 6 hours we've been here. She goes, okay, wait, in my defense, that couch talked more than this couch. And I've been trying to keep my shoulders back and be conscious of my posture. Also, I hate Carl and Lindsay and hope they die in a fire. So that's why, Andy.
Well, Lindsay, do you feel like you're getting shade from her? And Paige goes, no, she would know if I was giving her shade, and she'd call me out on it. See, I'm walking back my sourpuss right now. It's about posture, and it's not about Lindsay at all.
While still not speaking to Lindsay or looking at Lindsay or letting Lindsay answer the question.
Not doing like a simple, like, look, I can look at my elders. Look, I'm looking to my right now, and now I'm back looking to my... She doesn't even do that.
So Carl's like, I mean,
look, yeah, there's definitely tension. And I know, like, I've been having Lindsay's back today, but, like, I'm sorry for, like, bickering. Because, like, there's been, like, a lot of misunderstandings. And, like, guys, we're, like, learning, okay? Like, we're learning things, you know? And, like, I'm not trying to come at you, Paige. I'm just, like, trying to protect and defend. You know what I mean? Because it's been, like, a tough season of, like, learning stuff. Andy, what'd you just learn? Keep your shoe tied, because that's like really important, right?
You know, so, like, there's the bunny ears and the bunny runs around the circle and goes in the hole or something. Like, what's that rhyme? Anyway, we're all learning a lot of things, and Andy's got his shoes tied, and I'm sorry for this bickering. It's a lot. I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot, but everyone looks great, by the way. So Andy's
Paige,
like,
still doesn't look at them. She still will not look at them. He's like, and I'd like to thank everyone here. I'd like to say, everyone here, thanks so much for airing this out. Learned a lot. Learned a lot. And he's like,
I don't think it's aired out because Paige still looks like that. Look at her. It's hilarious.
Well, I appreciate that apology, but I put everything out there every summer, and that really hurt my feelings. But I appreciate the thank you. I appreciate that. So thank you. Thank you very much. And then there's just like silence.
Silence.
Yeah. Andy's looking left and right.
Silence.
Andy looks like a dog that can't find the ball that's behind him. He's looking left and right. Like,
where is it? They want to throw the ball at me? Huh?
And then looking at you like it's kind of your fault,
you know? So, Lindsay, what do you think about the success rate of relationships on this show?
And she goes, well, I mean, there's one. So there's your answer, Andy.
Yeah. And then Andy's like, it's better than The Bachelor, right? And then Andrea's like whispering to Alex, The Bachelor. What is The Bachelor? And Alex's like, it's a show. He goes, oh, this is a show? They go, is it where they go crazy? I don't know it.
Oh, so let's see. So they're talking about all the relationships and how they all know each other through each other, basically. And he's like, so, babe, this looks good because you met Craig through Kyle's birthday. And she's like, well, time will tell, Andy. Time will tell. I mean, look at Lindsay's face. Time is telling it off, completely telling it off constantly. Time is furious with Lindsay's face. So,
well, now that the season's over, let's just trigger Ronnie Karam one last time because we don't have shots. This time we have giant, oversized, delicious-looking cookies that were so easy for Maya to whip up that she's got a tray of them right here that she's casually passing off to everyone. Wow, they're so good that everyone's eating them before we even do our toast. They're that good. Anyone who ever gets their hands on these cookies has to be one lucky bastard.
And Andy's like, you bake these, Maya? This is iconic, Maya. Cookies, wow.
Yeah, so they do a toast, and Kyle leads the toast. He goes, well, to health and happiness and to friends and to be on the receiving end of zingers about a relationship because you're just trying the best that you can. We're all growing. We're all maturing, believe it or not.
And screw the peanut gallery.
Paige's like, start a podcast, Kyle, okay? You should start a podcast and call it Dictator of the Dinner Table. It could be about etiquette.
Cheers! Okay, let's make this end, please. I've tried to end this 5 times. Okay, let's end this, please.
Andy, just real quick. I think your shoelace may be in the cookie. I don't know. You want me to tie it? I can tie
this
it for you.
Cookie, I want to thank you for, like, teaching me so much. All right, I've, like, learned so much from this cookie. Thank you, Snickerdoodle. Thank you.
I'm really sorry about bickering with the chocolate chip cookie, but I'm learning a lot.
Got to stand up for my woman, chocolate chipper. All right.
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end of another Summer House. And for those of you who are really only here for Summer House, we're doing Southern Charm trailer next week. So join us for that, probably on our bonus episode, I think. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you back for Southern Charm or Winter House or whichever show you young kids are into these days.
Yeah, can't wait. And we'll have plenty more recaps this week that if you don't listen to, you get involved. Take a listen. Talk to y'all later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.